Johnny J, you churn out an amazing amount of sound. You produce a lot of audio here. Maybe too much. All I'm saying.
Too much audio.
I can't
tone
even
it down.
I can't even really keep up with all the stuff. Scotty's telling me that here's the thing. When you hear these promos that play, if you haven't heard the Rick Emerson show, you haven't heard this. And then it's like that one, which just seems to be the only one I ever hear, which is me interviewing Cool from Cool and the Gang, where he sounds totally
or
mystified.
Or me talking about I've got the bad girl, whatever.
Yeah, wait, that's a great one, though.
That was a good one.
No, that's a good promo, though. See, that's a really good promo. I don't mean to knock all your words, Scotty. I don't mean to discourage you. Your initiative, your drive, your motivation, your can-do spirit. Some of those promos are really great because they end like sort of punchline. Bam, you're done. Some of them are just sort of... They just sort of wander for a while, and then they end.
The old Mount Tabor is people.
That's funny. See, that's a perfect example, because Mount Tabor is people. Let's blitzen. You know, and then it ends.
Let's blitzen her.
The one with the Cool in the Gang guy, where he's just like, so I have my son. His name is Prince Hakeem. And then it ends. And then it ends.
That's because the listeners asked for that. They wanted it.
No one asked for that. Who demanded a Prince Hakeem promo?
Well, they sent you an email. They go, hey, Rick, one of these, that interview was so great that we're probably going to hear a Prince Hakeem, if you haven't heard Rick Emerson.
Sure enough, there you go. No one was demanding a promo featuring the Prince Hakeem reference. I'm just saying. And so here's the thing. So Scotty J makes those promos. He has, some of them were here before, but you have made a lot of those. The bulk of them probably is things you created because you are, again, you just got a lot of skill with audio editing software and so forth. And so here's what Scotty does the other day. Because I mentioned, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, we got to get some of those promos made. They're kind of burning out. They've been playing for a long time. And so Scotty's solution is not to create new ones, but to actually go back. And correct me if I'm wrong on this. Help me out here. Your thing was to go back and actually add new sound effects to the old promos. Is that your thing?
Well, until we get new ones made. Yeah, all it's right. Kind of like recycling.
Are they bagpipes?
No bagpipes.
All right. Just checking.
Actually, a couple of them turned out good in my mind, but then that could be scary.
All right. I know that there's much new Scotty audio that I have not played. No, you're feeling hurt by that. Was it called Scotty? Is that what this is called here?
You know, the thing is, I don't know where we put the promos. It could just be sitting on the desktop. I don't know.
All right, but they're around there somewhere. All right. Well, let me take this call, and then we've got an email coming in about... We have people who want to ask additional follow-up questions about this. How old are you... What is your sons that you're worried about?
Yeah.
12 and what?
Yeah, my daughter's 12. My son is 8.
Your son is 8. So, now, I didn't think you could even be in the Boy Scouts at 8.
It's Cub Scouts.
Cubs.
They're right about that.
Aw.
It's preparing for the Boy Scouts.
Preparing. And so...
But you want it to be the Man Scouts.
You want it to be the Man Scouts. Right. Totally. Exactly. Man Scouts. Hey, that's a great idea. I'm telling you, you can
like
sell that.
That sounds like a gay club.
That's... Seriously. Would you like to go hiking with the Man Scouts this weekend?
We'll teach you to... Never mind.
So let me ask you this. What is it...
Pitch a tent. Forget it. Joke. It's long gone.
You make a lot of references like this. Let's stop down for a second here. We talked last hour, and we had a bunch of crap to get through, but there was too much here for Sarah and I not to bring you back. We wanted to ask some follow-up questions, because you, while sitting in my office yesterday, you were sitting there grouching out loud that your wife had, quote, pushed this whole Mr. Mom thing on you, which I believe most people actually just refer to as being a parent. And so you had to go... I like that your idea somehow is that it's abhorrent to you that you might have to go buy an item for your children. And somehow it's repellent to you that you have to go shopping for your child.
It's not repellent. It's just...
What do you mean by saying that she's shoving the Mr. Mom thing onto you? Please, to explain that.
I guess it is, well, because, you know, I'm working, doing the things that I normally think I should be doing, so this can just go off in the wrong direction. That's why I don't even want to talk.
There's
about.
No wrong direction here, Scotty. There's nothing but right.
There's nothing.
Sarah and I both have. We both are curious about this.
There's nothing but.
So when you say your wife is shoving the Mr. Mom thing onto you, though, but what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's just some of the responsibilities of. I can't answer this.
Of course you can. No, there's a difference between saying you can't answer it and you're trying not to answer it. So. What does shoving Mr. Mom stuff onto you mean?
Here's the problem. It's no secret. I'm 40, and, you know, I saw my dad doing certain things when I was growing up, and my mom doing certain things. And, you know, it's been kind of hard to let go of that lifestyle as I've grown up, and me and the missus...
What lifestyle are you referring to?
Me and the missus have fought quite a bit on who
the
does...
The missus. Do you really call her that? The missus? Do you say the wife, too? I gotta go home.
Mrs.
The wife's
J.
on the rag. Is that... You really say that? The missus. So what is... Now, what is the... nature of the dispute between you and the missus? Is it that you believe you are having to do woman's work?
Yeah. Bottom line.
Really? Okay, here's the thing. Honestly, I wasn't expecting you to say yes to that just now. Even having listened to you for like the last 6 months, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm trying to dodge, but you know.
So, well,
I knew this conversation would go nowhere good.
He's very frustrating.
No, but that's why your input is valuable here, because you are the expert.
So not only are you, you're homophobic, you're Republican.
I never said I was homophobic, by the way. I never said that. I just... You
refer to them as the gays.
And you don't want them around you. If I say I don't want spiders around me, that makes me arachnophobic. If I don't want to be if I don't want to be in a high place,
good point.
I'm acrophobic. I don't want to be surrounded by the gays. You're homophobic, my friend.
And
that's what
mad,
it means.
I never came right out and said that.
Well, and he's mad because his woman doesn't know her place.
And the Boy Scouts.
And she's the one with the real job.
And she's shoving Mr. Mom stuff onto you, which
you can't even handle because you want to shove them onto Boy Scouts to make them men.
And as best as I could understand, shoving Mr. Mom stuff meant you had to buy clothing for your children. You had to buy a soccer uniform.
You had to clothe your children.
You had to buy a soccer uniform.
Here's where it all came from. It came from not only having to go and getting the Cub Scout uniform, which I didn't have a problem with. That was fine. But then,
Except that they're pussifying your boy.
Yeah. And then taking the kid to soccer, there's a lot of soccer moms out there, and I'm getting, kind of painted into that corner now.
Because women shouldn't be driving.
I never said any of
this. Okay, let me ask you this. Here's where we can get it. We can get to the bottom line here.
Good.
When you were lamenting, again, and this is totally unprovoked, you're sitting in my office yesterday, looking down at the ground, you just looking at your feet while I'm typing away on the keyboard. We're not speaking to each other. I'm just doing my own thing. And then you say, goddamn Boy Scouts are pussifying my boy. Apart from the fact that there's a female woman leading the troop, exactly what form is the pussification taking?
Well, when I actually went to the first meeting, we just got him signed up. He's just going to start. They were singing all kinds of songs, and I just thought it was...
they were singing.
Yes.
Yes.
I just thought...
singing is a well-known hallmark of something.
I went through the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts for a while. Didn't go all the way
through.
There
was no singing of any kind.
It's just, I don't remember... so many female leaders. I don't have a problem with that.
Hillary
is going to be president someday.
It's
so,
so
whatever.
Great when you say, I don't remember there being this many. Because you know what you sound like? You sound like my dad.
I sound horrible.
You sound like my dad when we would go back to his old neighborhood to go whatever. We go to McDonald's. We drive through his old neighborhood. He'd go, I don't remember so many black people living here when I was growing up.
All I know is this. Moms with their children, they're like, oh, it's okay, honey. That's a little bit of the pussification that I don't want to see happen in my boy.
What is?
That's all.
What? What is?
I just want to make sure I see him grow up to be, a self-sufficient man. That's all.
And so you're going to do this by enrolling him in the Cub Scouts?
No, that wasn't the reason for
it. All right. So I'm just unclear. If you could just give me an example of how they are demasculinizing your child in the Cub Scouts, because it is fascinating to me.
The reason why I thought this is because I thought I would see more male leaders, And the other thing is the Cub Scouts is about, even though people were calling in singing.
Is it because they were singing? If you singing
well,
as being
singing,
unmanly?
They were singing some unmanly songs. I mean, they were
what
just...
They're 8 years old.
Okay.
What
well,
are they supposed to be singing?
What?
Maybe that's it.
Was this song about friendship?
What, they were not singing Whiskey in the Jar or something? They're 8. What are they supposed to be singing? A Sailor's Life for Me?
Well, you're raising a good point. Good point.
So what were they singing exactly?
Just some kid's song, which is fine.
Which is very frustrating.
They're 8!
Okay.
Okay, so
what do you want them to be shaving or something?
No.
I think you're looking at this the wrong way because a lot of people get into Cub Scouts not to make, children men, but for them to do something positive with their time. Can you look at it like that?
It's a way to get your kids out of the house. Just call it
like
what it is.
Like doing crafts and camping and all that stuff. I mean, it isn't necessarily life lessons.
Okay, but did you see this? He physically recoiled when you said craft. You said craft, and this is what he did. He did a whole lot of, smell this stinky cheese. That's exactly what his reaction was just now.
No, I think it's a good thing. I think I think it will teach him responsibility and remorse, you know. Just
remorse. That sounds unmanly.
The whole thing about the Scouts is you're supposed to be good to your fellow citizens and all that.
And salute.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's, Scott, just stay here. I'm just going to have to take these calls unscreened. Hello. Rick Emerson Show. Who is this, please? Hello.
Hey, Rick, it's Andy.
Hi, Andy, what's up?
I don't even know where to start.
Oh, just start at the beginning, Andy. Just dive right in.
Scotty, you don't really have a real job. You're a kept man. You're there for 3-4 hours a day, after which you do God knows what besides a drink.
I make sure my car is clean and that the bar is stocked.
Goddamn laundry. Maybe do you have to cook?
Do you cook?
I don't like to do laundry or cook.
So let me understand this.
Oh, Jesus. I'm a single dad for the last 7 years. I got two girls. One of them's out of the house. But my other one, you know, I take her shopping. I cook her meals. I make her do her own laundry because, you know, I'm just kidding. I do her laundry. But, you know, I clean my house. I do all that quote-unquote woman stuff.
There's some stuff in there I'll do.
Like what?
I'll mow the lawn. Okay.
Ooh.
No, I vacuum and I'll do the occasional, you know, kitchen thing. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, why wouldn't you? Like
every once in a while.
You really have enough time on your hands.
No, I don't, because I'm making all those sounders for your enjoyment.
Okay. Kick and moan.
Okay. Thank you.
I got to go hit myself.
Thank you, Andy. All right. It's 503-733-2970. I haven't put any words in your mouth.
I think you opened up a can of worms, and I knew I didn't want to crawl inside this can in the first place, but that's fine.
You say a lot of things that are very vaguely homoerotic.
All I know is when I just briefly mentioned this, I was only a little distraught because I wanted to be able to talk to you and spend a little more time getting, you know, through what we needed to do, but I knew I had to leave. So that's what that was all about.
To go save your child from females. Rick Emerson Show, who's this? Hello.
Kirsten.
Hi, hello, who's this?
Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten, how are you doing?
Doing good.
How can I help you today?
Well, I was calling when he made the comment about mothers being in the Cub Scouts.
Yes.
Because I was a den leader for 4 years, and then I went into the Boy Scouts with my son as he went older.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why is because there was no fathers participating.
Yes, Scotty J.
And the kids didn't want to do it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm going to maybe be one of those guys that jumps in there for
sure,
the male perspective.
If you want male leaders, then you have to volunteer to do it.
Scotty, as Gandhi said, you must be the change you desire to see in the world.
I'm in. Right. I'm in because I think it does need a little bit. I think it could use both, but it does need a little bit of male perspective.
Is your daughter in the Girl Scouts?
She was, but you know, as they start getting older, they do more things: singing or
vacuuming.
You know, vacuuming, cleaning, crack, dishwashing, that kind of thing.
Your daughter's gonna okay. All right, Kirsten, thank you.
God. You're welcome.
Listen to that. It's a whole lot of like God. The college just washing their hands of you. It's 503-733-2970.
Dishes.
Yeah,
well, we're kidding. Obviously, it's a joke.
Scotty, I don't know when you're joking.
Okay.
You do seem legitimately upset by this.
No, I'm not upset. And I'm not like some kind of a, you know,
do you call your son boy?
Sometimes.
Does he have to call you sir?
No.
Okay. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hey, Rick, it's Greg.
Hey, what do you got, Greg?
You know, I'm thinking Scotty J here is the voice of reason in this insane world, and I'm glad to hear somebody finally you know, on the radio putting these broads in their place, and I'm gonna go drink some more and listen to some more Toby Keith records and be completely sarcastic.
Excellent. I'll pay
Thank
you
God.
I'll pay you after
I was
the
say,
show
is
for
it,
that
is it 3 o'clock already? We're taking these unscreened right now.
The new 3 o'clock drinking hour, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm gonna let you guys go. I got some country music or something to listen to.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. There you go. We'll get a couple more of these. Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. How can I help you?
Daddy, I am here to support you, my man. I think that there is a big amount of the pacification of our young men, and you just get in there, you volunteer, the first dad on the block to be a den leader, and take it on, man, take it on.
I appreciate the support.
Absolutely, all right. And you know, even though I'm a Democrat, and I love, you know, the things that the party stands for, there's some hope for you, you know, keep it up.
Okay, you young lad. All right, thank you, sir. How about this one? Rick, I understand that Scotty J has certain traditional views on the roles of men and women. I get that. However, pleased to be reminding him the traditional role for men would be to have, you know, a paying job and whatnot to provide for his family. It seems he wants traditional roles, except that he should also be able to have his wife pay all the bills while he plays I'm on the radio all day. Take it from me, this email says, my wife makes the bulk of the money, and that means I have to pick up a mop and do the laundry and dishes. Buck up, dude. Ironically, by the way, Scotty J just said that he wants his boy to grow up to be a self-sufficient man. Scotty J works for free in radio, where he will never be self-sufficient. It's a fair point. All right. Do you dictate what... yes?
The thing is, yes, right now I'm having to pay my dues and get my education and whatnot, but, you know, I changed from a career after working for 20 years straight.
What if your son started wearing a lot of pink? What if he just decided it was...
I don't...
What if he just decided it was a lot of pink for him?
Don't
I'll tell you what.
Don't even.
I know... Now, here's the thing. I know a person, and I will not identify who this is. It's nobody anybody knows. I know a person whose son tried to pick out a pink shirt. And it was a lot of no, and it was a lot of forbidding. Now, what would you do? Your son starts wearing a lot of, decides that that's his thing. If you, let me ask you this, Scotty. If you found your son playing with dolls, would you stop him?
You see,
I'm just asking. I'm just speculating. I'm just curious.
I'd probably try to.
Evil laugh. Who is this?
It's Steve from the D.
Steve. All right. Okay. Hold on.
Let's
just stare at Scotty while he answers.
I'd probably try to encourage him to do some other things like...
To chop wood.
Chop wood, build a deck.
Rape,
you know,
pit bulls.
That type of thing.
Okay. Steve, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, Scotty J. Let your son go for it. You go for it, too. I was in the Cub Scouts, the Weeblos, and the Boy Scouts. My dad was the Scoutmaster. I had one hell of a time. It was great. I had a lot of fun. We did a lot of cool campouts and stuff.
That's what I'm
and
talking about.
The beginning of a male bonding thing.
Yes,
it just shows kids how to get along with the kids. But, you know, it's just hanging out with the kids, hanging out with the guys.
All right, Scotty. So,
it's a lot of fun.
So when can we sign you up? When can we expect your 10 years?
We can get your troop leader on the phone
seriously,
right now.
Seriously, we could call them right now. I could
no,
just next break.
Thank you, make
Steve.
It clear that you and
right,
I aren't,
thank you, Steve.
We aren't anti-Cub Scouts at all, but I think it's a great
I was
thing.
A Cub Scout.
Yeah, and I was a Girl Scout.
I was a Cub Scout. My dad
was
a Boy Scout leader.
Yeah, and you totally should do this. I mean, instead of complaining, do something about it.
I got my own problems with the Cub Scouts, but I got no problem with you doing a thing. You know, I got
to be a part of your son's life.
There are things about the Scouts that I do not care for. There are things about the Scouts that I suppose are fine, though. I mean, I'm all for kids going off and doing a thing, and I'm all for boys having boy time and all of that stuff. So, Rick Emerson, Joe, who's this?
It's George Wilsonville. How you doing?
Hi, George. You going to tell me I got a luscious voice?
You've got the second most luscious voice in the Portland Airways.
Okay, thank you.
And I didn't call her scrumptious either. That was a misquote.
You didn't? No, you called her luscious, though. You said this.
Yes, I said her voice was luscious, and that she had a different last name than that. But never mind. Let's not go over that. Hey, it just sounds like Scotty's got interest in another little group of boys with brown shirts, and maybe he's 65 years of age.
No, the whole thing is wrong. The whole reason why we got on this topic is because
it really
I thought when I went back in the 70s, I was in the Cub Scouts and all that stuff, right? And there were just more male influence back then, and I think that I'm gonna try to help out all I can.
Well, you know, to be fair, I agree with you that the male influence is important. So, I mean, Scotty makes himself such an easy target that we should listen to what he says and try to understand. And if you do get in there, Scotty, and maybe you could have a seminar on how to break down an AK-47 and reassemble it blindfolded.
Yeah, maybe we'll spy your kids some guns.
That's a great patch, by the way.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. See, here's the thing. Here's what we keep going around on this about this. When you were saying that this, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. The Scouts are pussifying my boy. All I'm saying, all you've come up with, though, is the fact that the person who leads the Scouts is a woman. So I'm just saying, beyond that.
No, I was saying more. It's all teaching them from a woman's perspective, and it's a little bit... It's not... Okay, I was raised in a little bit harsher, you know, being a man's being a man, right? They're just a little bit too... These leaders right now that I noticed or just
they're not making the kids make out with each other.
No,
I mean,
they're
what are
just
they...
a little bit too. They're just a little bit too feminine. It's like we need, and no wonder they're running around crazy when they're supposed to be quiet. When the two fingers are up in the air to be quiet, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about is these kids are out of control, and I think there needs to be a little bit more male influence there to, you know, teach them responsibility. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Here's who is this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How can I help you?
Well, I had a little advice for Scotty. I think he needs to be more careful what he says around you.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you
just
know,
don't say anything.
It's been 6 months.
Except
I mean,
yes, sir.
I've had the same struggle as Scotty's had. I was brought up more like he was, and I've just learned to say yes, dear.
See, that's what I'm saying. There you go. Is that true? Is this because you don't want your son to grow up to be a Mr. Mom? Someday you don't want to look forward and see your son mopping a house?
Well, I have daughters, but it was more with struggling with my wife over what our roles were going to be because neither of us had a very good upbringing.
Is there something wrong? Let me ask you this. Is there something wrong with me that I don't sit with my wife and struggle with what our roles are?
Well,
I think I can count on zero fingers the number of times I've ever sat down with my wife and go, what are our roles?
Well, because you don't have children, I think.
And I don't think you have roles because you've talked to us about the fruit flies in your kitchen several times. So
well, that's
just
what I'm saying.
There are no roles.
I am what I am. What are you going to do? I mean,
you know, everybody's relationship's a little different. So.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, there
you
go. Thank you. All right, well, we got more calls to get through, so we'll take a break. Look at that. He's doing it again. He just did exactly looking at the floor and shaking his head.
He's a broken man.
This is true.
All right. Do you have an apron you wear? Seriously, you can tell me. All right. Back with this. I got more on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the cult. We return around the corners to Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. In a short while here, we'll be joined by Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. Later on, Dennis Pitzenberger is going to be here. Like us at 3. Donna Mike at 7. We got a bad ear-piercing story here. Let's see. We have Chris. Hello, sir.
Hey, wanted to talk to Scotty J.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scotty J, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey, okay, can we talk about what just transpired during the break here?
Sure.
I'm looking at the screen, Chris. Now, this is, for those who don't know, Chris is... the guy, also known as Boba Fett, the guy who actually came to one of our Halloween parties dressed in a fantastic Boba Fett costume. Your MySpace profile has it and so forth. Would you like to know what I was asked during the break? Scotty J came up to me during the break and he said, is it Boba Fett or Boba Fat?
I'm sorry I didn't tell you, Scotty.
And I said, really? And he said, yeah, I think it's Boba Fett. I'm going to go with that. And he actually had typed in Boba, B-O-O-B-A-F-A-T. So Booba Fett is what he thought.
Yeah,
so there you go.
My brother's Booba Shabaya.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I'm telling you right now, man, you know, we got to do the things that Scotty's children need to know from the Rick Emerson. We will take the bull by the horns ourselves, and we will create a database of all things that your son needs to know.
Well, you should know that twins can join at the hair.
The funny part is he probably already knows a lot more than I know that he knows, you know.
And the student becomes the teacher.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Hi, Chris, what's up, man? How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just curious. Was Scotty J ever in the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts himself?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah, I went to first class in the Boy Scouts.
You went to first class?
Yes.
Well, you sure didn't get very far. It sounds like you kind of wussed out.
Nope, it's not true.
I was a...
true? I made it all the way to Eagle.
That's nice. Noah, congratulations. I'll tell you why.
You're a little defensive about this.
There's a reason why I dropped it at...
I don't know, that's fine, but I'm just...
what is that reason?
I honestly, if you've been in the Boy Scouts, you know that it doesn't wussify your son because there's two kinds of Boy Scouts. There's the ones that are... the cool ones, and then the ones that are just basically the ones that never get asked to, you know, participate in a lot of the stuff.
Right. And you make a good point. All I'm saying is some of the leaders that I see right now are...
Oh, by leaders, you mean women.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And I would just like to...
without any hesitation, yes, women. That is who I'm telling you. The enemy.
It's not the enemy. It's just the topic. All I'm saying...
What if it was a really women? Butch woman? What if it was just a bunch of really butch diesel lesbians? Would
perfect.
You be fine with that?
Perfect. No.
I should say, I understand Scotty J's point. Because if I was in Girl Scouts and it was some big burly man teaching it, it would have been a different experience.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's the same thing though.
But then again, I don't know what you do in Cub Scouts.
This is my thing. I'm not saying, this will be very clear, but I'm not saying that the boys don't need to, you know, to act like boys and whatever, and you can't force kids into a mold that they don't want to be in or whatever. All I'm saying is that boys don't need any encouragement to act like little male bastards. They just don't. I mean, I didn't. Boys don't, you know what it is? That boys just left to their own devices, they'll just burn stuff and blow things up and set things on fire and kick things down hills and put frogs in microwaves. It's what they do. They're boys.
Yeah, boys will be boys. You put them in any situation where the leader is not their own parent, they're going to run amok all over that leader
saying,
anyway.
I don't care who the flies anyway, man.
When it's a male leader, they might, you know, be quiet a little bit sooner. I have noticed
that. Is this because your children don't obey you? You can tell us.
My children are well-behaved, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They are.
Then why all this stress about making your child a man?
When making them salute things. All right. Chris, thank you.
I'm seriously curious.
No, the whole entire thing isn't about making my child a man. It's about having a male influence instead of having the...
You do live at home, right? You are there.
Scotty, why don't you just be there for your
son? I'm going to be. Listen, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, just like you said, it'd be a different experience for you if some large male guy was teaching Bluebirds or Girl Scouts, right? It's the same thing. I just would like to see more of a male perspective, and because
Girl
Scouts
have like slumber parties and stuff.
Exactly,
they do each other's hair. I don't know that. That's what I'm saying. I don't really know that it's the same. It seems to me. Well, look, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I was never a Girl Scout. But it does seem to me that being a Girl Scout is a lot more about being a girl than Boy Scouts is about being a boy.
And in my
Girl Scouts, do they sit around in Girl Scouts and talk about the changes your bodies are going through?
No.
Really? Okay. So, see, but in Boy Scouts,
they
don't...
No, we did do, like, survival techniques and stuff, too. I mean, we do, like, camping and all that stuff.
So Girl Scouts sound a lot like Boy Scouts to me.
Boy Scouts is about becoming a male, and I don't care what they say out there. This is what I believe, what I see. I was in it. It's about teaching you how to, you know, deal with fire and ashes and knives and tents and, you know,
all the
survival
things a growing boy needs.
And competitions, so like with the, you know, the derby cars. There's competition. There's sports. I learned snow skiing in the Scouts.
So someday when your child begins to stalk through the hallways of his high school, he'll be well prepared and know how to use those weapons.
He'll know how to clean his rifle.
Okay. That's a little creepy. Yeah. This is for fighting. This is for fun. Julie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. It's Julie in Northeast. How you doing?
I'm rolling, sister. What's up with you?
Well, I had to double-check on the call letters here. I thought I was calling into the Dr. Laura Show.
Seriously.
Or
no, I had no... This all just sort of came out of the blue as we were sitting there in my office yesterday. And it was just...
I thought I called into the Dr. Laura Show.
It was all... No, it was all just came out in drips, a whole lot of like, I'm having to become Mr. Mom. My child
well,
is becoming...
Well, you know, I think the callers would, you know, the listeners would put up with a few less, you know, sound bites so he could, you know, help out around the house.
I'm telling you right now, we could get the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts on the phone right now. We could call them right now. Just get them on the phone. Sign you up.
Sign them up today.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
There you go. Let me ask you this.
Another one of my many fans, I can tell.
Yeah, they're all your fans, Scotty. So your son is what, 8, 9?
8.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let me just run down a list of things. At some point in the future, your son comes home, wants to have an earring.
Fine.
All right. Your son comes home, wants to take ballet.
Is he going to be a football player?
Okay, thank you. I think it tells us what we need to know. Rick Emerson Show, hello.
Hey, Rick. This is Lauren.
What's up, Lauren?
Lauren.
So I was in the Scouts, and look how I turned out.
Seriously, he's a hippie who sits around and makes candles, and I presume does so while high.
Well, and don't forget about the Playboy Bunny outfit.
Yeah, that's right, and this man showed up at one of our listener parties dressed in a Playboy Bunny outfit.
And I had a male leader.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a ricochet effect. All right. Are you may I ask this? Are you in a relationship?
I am. We just had our 9th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were married. Sure. All right, so now, at any point, have you sat down and discussed your roles with each other?
Totally, dude. I was all like, I said, you're going to work, and I'm going to stay home with the child, and, yeah.
I'm going to...
Two things like smoke pot and drink.
There you go. So there you go. Scotty, we've got a role model for you now, finally.
Like a responsible parent does.
That's, okay. Thank you, sir. Exactly. There you go. You and Rob from the House of, from the House of Rick.
Rob and I are cut from the same cloth.
It's seriously, it is true. All right, there you go. All right, you know, can I just tell you, though, more than we got to get to the news, but I said more than anything else, this is really just, it's a convincing, this is, every conversation we have like this just solidifies my desire to never have children. Because it's one more thing I don't have to worry about. One more thing that I'm not going to have to come to work. You don't know how hard it is to have children. You don't understand the stress. So it's one more thing that it is a piece of stress that's not lurking for me out there somewhere.
I just want to make it clear, I spend plenty of time with my kids, and putting him in the scouts is not to...
Do you feel... Let me ask you this. Let me just be real, ask very blunt. Do you feel that the scouts are necessary for your son to counteract some negative influence that your wife has on them?
No. No, no. And the scouts is not a surrogate babysitter service either. It was kind of my idea to get him to do that, and I got him interested in it. But when I went to his first meeting, that's when I kind of...
And saw that there was a woman there.
I saw that it needed a little more
male
influence.
So you got your kid all excited about something.
And then told him to back off.
No, I'm sorry, we're going home. All right.
This is not true, but thanks.
All right, thank you. There you go, Scotty J, ladies and gentlemen.
When are we doing Scotty J's announcement?
We'll do his announcement. We got a big announcement at the end of the year. The end of the show. There you go. The funny thing is that, like, as we have these discussions with Scotty J, you kind of do, you are a mirror image in many ways, because you just sort of look at the ground and just sort of shake your head as we talk to him. It's just a whole lot of, what can you do?
Because it's not a put-on. It's for real, and it's scary.
We should... I wonder if he leaves the kids with the brother and the friend with the assless chaps. Let's see. John, and we'll do this, and then we'll be joined by our good friend Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. Great show today. Great.
Well, really, you know what it is? I'm just here... You know, as things just fall into my lap. That's all. Well, Keith Richards says, you're just holding the guitar when the song comes. Scotty J is that song.
No. You've got it. I mean, because anybody could get these kind of, you know, leads, you know, and then you somehow always find a way of taking it to the most ridiculous, you know, place.
You know, and really all that requires is just putting him in front of a microphone and saying, hey, Scotty, what do you think about something? Scotty, what do you think about people who don't look like you? Well, let me tell you. And I love the idea, by the way, that he didn't even have to hear what the woman was doing. It was enough that someone with a vagina was there at the meeting.
Exactly.
Someone with breasts was at the Girl Scout meeting.
I know. They're being infiltrated as we speak.
Seriously, I'm telling you, man, you go live in my old neighborhood in San Diego. There's women there that could beat your ass and put siding on your house. All right, what do you got, sir?
Well, this is from the ear piercing. I was just going to say, I got my first, my only ear piercing when I was 19 or something like that.
You know why it is? It's because you were surrounded by women and lesbians. That's
exactly.
Why.
Exactly. Yeah. I was getting my nails done at the time. She was just talking about the pus and the this and the that and everything. I love the pus, by the way.
Sarah's eating yogurt, by the way. I swear to God, she's eating yogurt.
This
go on about the pus.
This is a lunchtime show, yeah.
Tell me more about the pus.
We had never, me and my buddies had never done it before, and so I just went down to the mall and bought just a blunt stud, you know, and then my friend proceeded to just shove it through my ear, you know, no needle, no nothing. I think we used whiskey or something. You know?
I just love the...
Was it just me or was that totally pornographic?
Totally. I went down to the mall and I got myself a blunt stud.
Right. And my buddies had never done it before.
And so they just shoved it right in.
There's a coming of age
show
right there. It always starts at the mall, you know.
It always starts at the mall with a blunt stud being shoved into something, even though your buddies and you have never done it before.
I need
a bottle of whiskey.
I need another orifice. Yeah, I'm one shy. I think what Scotty is talking about as far as the scouts is, it's not about manliness as much as it is about self-reliance. At least that's what I got.
I don't understand how you can teach self-reliance by putting your kid in a room with 80 other kids that he's got to be with all the time. Self-reliance means... Here's the thing. I don't mean to sound like... screw it. I do mean to sound like I'm lecturing. People, you know, my wife went through this... I'm holding in all this rage myself. My wife... Well, the woman can't hear. God love her. My wife went... last week to spend a couple days with a friend of ours who is newly, she has two new kids. She has two new kids.
When you told me about?
Oh, God damn, man. And it was just, Yeah, and I'm not going to go on about all the whatever, but I'm just saying that at one point, but they got into this discussion of spanking. And I've said for the longest time, and I do not have children, just for the record, preemptively here. And I don't have kids, you know what, and I'm not a big believer in spanking. To me, all spanking teaches a kid, and my parents spanked me, and I'm not going to say it warped me, I'm not going to say that I shot up a school, but to me, all that teaches your kid is that somebody big can hit somebody small and get away with it. Try to spank someone in your office, or somebody the same size, and see how far that gets you.
Isn't that how
what's-his-name
got into trouble?
Totally. But this woman did what all parents do. She just unloaded. She's like, well, of course he thinks that. He doesn't have any children. And it's like you can hear all the suppressed rage when parents say that because they all secretly despise the fact that they're no longer child-free, all of them. So I'm going to dispatch with all that. Yes, I'm child-free. Yes, I will continue to lecture people about what I think is right and wrong. Don't like it? Listen to something else.
People that have kids, they look at people who don't have kids as being selfish.
Well, that's my thing. And you know what? And telling me
you're going to die alone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Who's going to take care of you when you're old?
And telling me that I can't weigh in on having a child because I don't have one is like telling me that a guy down the street is like whacking his dog and I'm not allowed to say anything because I only have a hamster. It's goddamn stupid. So here's the thing.
Have you ever tried hitting a hamster on the nose with a newspaper?
Was this you and your friends? Did you and your friends have a hamster at the mall with the blood stud and the whiskey?
You brought the hamster.
No, here's the thing. I'm just going to make this observation, which is if you want to teach your kid self-reliance, leave him alone. That's what you can do for your kid. If you're a parent, quit scheduling activities for your child.
Let him be a kid.
Seriously, leave your child. Your child is never going to grow, and this is not just directed at Scotty. I'm just saying to everybody. Your child is never going to grow an imagination or self-reliance if he is constantly surrounded by scheduled activities involving other people and other people's structure being imposed on him. Well, leave your kids alone.
If you follow them with a good scoutmaster, though, our scoutmaster taught us how to make potato cannons. He taught us how to make how to make hot air balloons out of dry cleaner bags and birthday candles. You know.
Are you sure this was a scoutmaster and not just a kid on the playground?
Rick, yeah, well, he was a guy with three daughters.
God love you, Rick.
Daughters, so he was vicariously raising his own sons vicariously.
No, well, you're not the most social person I know.
I'm not the most social person.
So you're like, leave the kids alone, but look what happened to you. You were left alone, and now you're not social.
But that's fine.
It isn't just about teaching them how to, like, be self-reliant. It also does teach people how to work with other people, work as a team.
Yeah,
like,
I can work with other people, and I can work as a team. I mean, I go, you know, but you know what? Tim works with other people as a team. End of the day, Tim goes home. Tim goes home, doesn't talk, doesn't hang out, doesn't socialize. We all work together as a team.
And if I'm by myself and have a problem, I just call AAA. Somebody responds within half an hour.
Exactly.
I was never a Cub Scout.
I'm just saying, I understand teaching your kids self-reliance, but I don't understand, I really don't. I don't understand how self-reliance is taught by having your kid spend all of his time with other people who are imposing structure on him.
No, I totally agree.
The leaders of tomorrow will play football today.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be some huge life lesson. I mean, why can't it just be something that kids go to spend some time at, you know, doing?
Did your kid... let me ask you this.
Children have to be taught a lesson.
Scotty...
constantly.
With a hickory stick. Scotty, did your kid ask to be a scout? Okay, so he asked to be a scout. See,
Scotty, he didn't ask to be a scout. Scotty, it was actually Scotty's idea, and he brought him to the meeting because he thought it would be a good thing, and his kid came kicking and screaming, and then he finally convinced him to do it until he saw the vagina.
Is that true?
Yes.
Scotty is claiming that it was the kid's idea.
Scotty and I were standing in the kitchen when he was telling me how he was going to try and get his kid into
scouting. Hey, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to death!
This is becoming a tangled web of lies.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Why must you turn my studio into a den of deception?
End message.
Scotty, okay. Do you remember telling me that?
Okay, here's what it is. I was probably having a adult beverage or two one night.
You took our kids to the scouts because
No. At home, and I got onto the topic about scouts.
You know what is chopping you up?
Exactly.
Scouts.
That's about right. And so he's like, well, let's go check it out.
So because the ideas that occur to you when you're drunk are always the best ones.
Well, Rick, look at all those sounders.
Yes, thank you. Are you a scout? So you're just sitting alone at home drinking in a darkened room.
No, outside.
And it occurs to you, if my son ought to be a scout, get in the truck. Is that how this happened? You were claiming that it was his idea.
It was, because after I talked about it a little
bit. After he talked to him about it.
Right. He said,
he's
okay.
He's 8. You're his dad. Of course, if you tell him to do it, he's going to say it's a good idea.
He was a guy saying at school, you know, a couple of his friends didn't think it was good, and they thought it was, like, quote, stupid, right? And so I said, well, I don't know, son, well, because know, I was in the Scouts.
Lanyard making is
then
important.
Wait, hang on. Daddy needs to make another drink.
Yes, there
is. Then he went to a meeting, and he's like, hey, I love
this. Give Daddy's Jameson.
This is great. And as far as soccer, he picked that out on his own. Because, believe me, I don't want to get up early at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and go to a soccer game. But okay. He, you know, he did pick that out on
his
own.
Do you just drop him off at the games, or do you stay for the games?
I usually stay.
Do you stay and pick fights drunkenly with the other parents? That's a foul!
No, I try to stay quiet.
You should be a volunteer referee there.
I usually sleep behind my sunglasses is what I do.
Here, I'm going to give you some money for your son's therapy. And what I want you to do is put this in an interest-bearing account.
Nice.
How did the topic of Scouts come up? Who first broached it? Did you say, let's go?
Here's why I can say it was him.
This is a lot of preface.
He was saying, from school, he was like, oh, the Scouts are stupid. Now, I don't know if stupid's the exact word. I'm just picking that word. But he was just saying he didn't necessarily like the Scouts.
He didn't cotton to the idea.
And I'm like, well, why not? Never really talked about it with him.
And so he expressed interest. Let me understand. Okay, so he expressed interest after being talked into it by you, and then you took him only to then yank him out of it when it's being taught by a woman.
I didn't yank him out of it. That's where I'm saying I'm going to step in, and I might start helping out.
You're going to step in.
You know, you probably have to learn how to be a scout leader, too. It's not just something you just go like, hey, I have a penis.
Start
here
all
I
over
am.
Again.
Seriously, I have the necessary incomplete X chromosome.
That's right. You can go home and cook.
Yeah, little lady. Here. Why don't you get with the mopping up?
It was like I said, I made
we'll
it
let
to,
the men talk here.
I made it to first class. That's 3 off. Of being an Eagle Scout, and that's the highest you can get other than, you know, going above and beyond.
What skills are you going to impart to young men, Scotty?
What am I going to impart?
Yes. It's a fair question. If you're going to be a scout leader.
Because not just for your son, for many other people.
It's for all the children that you will be over.
Here's what bothers me. I see a lot of babying going on, and you can get in there and yell at me about, oh, they're only 8 years old, this, that, and whatnot.
They're putting diapers on them?
Yeah, seriously. What does that mean?
Are they cuddling them?
It just means that they're just...
No. I don't want to jump in. John, thank you. We got to go. I got to thank you. Here's the thing. I don't think I'm picking on you, but the reason I'm asking is because... That term just comes up a lot, but I can never really get you to tell me what it means.
Okay, I want to see him toughen up a little bit.
What does that mean, though? Okay. Give me an example.
What? Walking with a swagger.
Seriously.
With a 6-shooter.
Shooting first, asking questions later.
What does it mean exactly? Just
beating the railroad workers when they don't work fast
money,
enough.
Money, dinner alive.
So when I say, like, babying, and you go, well, you know, toughen up, like, for example, what does that mean?
Well, it's just like a lot of, oh, it's okay, honey, and this and that and whatnot. That kind of babying talk to them.
Like comforting?
Telling them that something's okay?
Right, but you can do it in
emotional support?
In more of a manly fashion.
By locking them in a closet.
Please to be giving us the manly way.
Seriously, what is...
Just more like, you know, you're going to be all right, dude. Yo, get up, let's get back in there. That type of thing.
Oh, so if you add dude to the end of any sentence, it makes it a little more manly.
Or how about, seriously?
All right, big
what
guy.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know what? This is
or
like an
guy?
Entire day's discussion of where you can twist your way.
I'm not
and
twisting
I know there's
anything.
Listeners.
He asked you a point blank
I know that
question.
There's listeners out there that understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's just a lot of babying of these kids. And so you see these kids running around wild. Yes, acting like kids, but running around and acting like, you know,
so comforting the child is babying them.
No, I'm just saying there's a way to comfort a child in a more manly fashion, too, than there is constantly, you know.
So
in what
it's not life lessons.
So your child needs more comforting than he's receiving.
Seriously, what's happening to your child that he needs to be comforted
so
much?
Nothing's happening to my child. I'm making a blank statement about what I have observed from many a child that I've seen running around lately.
So do you feel like you'll be able to comfort?
His school and these meetings.
When you say these kids running around, are they the kids with the baggy pants? Is that the thing? And they won't get off your lawn
yeah,
and
those
so
kids.
Forth?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You don't really know what you're talking about, do you?
No, but you have a great way of making it sound mixed up.
I have not. All we've done is ask you questions. You have answered. We have asked follow-up questions.
Yeah.
George Bush has trouble with this, too. Don't worry.
Nice.
Okay. I'm just saying, dude. It's okay.
I'm going to leave and ponder on my
okay,
answers.
Dude.
All right, dude. Don't worry about it. Hi, Tim.
You're listening to Tea Time on a Clear Channel Station.
Seriously. All right. This is undoubtedly Jim Roop. We should take a break here real quickly. We'll come back with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Dudes.
Jesus.
There'll be no comforting children here.
Quit your bitching. That's his comforting. Okay. Back after the... Holy God. Don't go anywhere. Anyway, that's happening. Oh, my God.